Now we'll turn to some of the letters to the Evening News. Last week, a correspondent to the paper wrote about the new pound coin and its worth. Dorian Moss of Helhowton takes issue and says, "I was fascinated to read Terence J. Burchell's letter despairing of the loss of value in our new £1 coin, which he compared to the old threepenny piece. A little online research shows that this coin went out of circulation on Decimalisation Day in 1971. Now, should Mr. Burchell happen to be a pensioner, he may know that the basic state pension for a single person today is £122.30 per week. But he wouldn't remember that on Decimalisation Day it was £5. That means the pension now buys 222 second-class stamps, while in 1971 it bought 250. So are we really that much worse off?"
Also last week, a national award for the Grosvenor Fish Bar owner was mentioned. Joe Stevenson of Church Lane echoes that praise. Congratulations to Dwayne Di Bartolomo of the Grosvenor Fish Bar in Norwich for winning Visit England's Tourism Superstar, because he really is. After 30 years of never being able to have fish and chips due to a severe gluten intolerance, I was waiting in the queue in order to buy my husband lunch when I mentioned to Dwayne that I couldn't eat the fish for this reason. "No way," was the instant response. "We sell gluten-free fish. You order it, we'll make it." And they did. And it was perfect and totally delicious, as is everything I've ever bought from there, thanks to the dedication of the team led by Dwayne's partner, Christian Motta. Ever since that day, Dwayne has remembered me and greets me as he does all his customers, as if we are old friends. If the queue is getting a bit long, as often is the case, due to the fantastic quality of the food, Dwayne is out there going along the length of the queue, chatting and greeting and making everyone feel welcome and special, and suddenly the wait is not so bad. So while I offer my congratulations, I would also like to thank Mr. Di Bartolomo for his kindness and concern and for allowing me the joy of a fish and chip meal any time.
Yet again, the roadworks and new road signage comes in for criticism, this time from Jonathan Ninham of Norwich. "When will the police or traffic authorities realise that the signage for the recently restricted routes in the city centre is not up to the job? While waiting at the bus stop on Rampant Horse Street each evening, I frequently see cars ignore the restrictions and drive through the pinch point speed bump and then proceed down the bus and taxi only route. I also watched a pair of ladies of mature age drive through the restriction, down past M&S on the wrong side of the carriageway, cross St Stephen's, and then attempt to drive up Westlergate. Similar breaches happen at the top of Westlergate. I've flagged down drivers and advised them of their mistake. Some are blindly following non-updated sat-navs. The access restrictions need to be made clearer and or staffed by officers to catch culprits, of which I'm sure some must be repeat offenders."
Finally, an article about the MJB Properties and Hotel in Earlham Road and what was described as horrid conditions has brought a host of emailed comments. Joe Lill says, "Why are these premises allowed to continue trading when they're clearly in breach of regulations? And as for the TripAdvisor reviews and recommendations, I'm losing faith, particularly reading today's article about the appalling Chinese restaurant on Prince of Wales Road, which TripAdvisor said was a hidden gem." Smoking Coal says, "People who live and work nearby will tell you that MJB mostly cater for those who want to use the rooms to take drugs and spend the evening with prostitutes. People who just want a hotel room are usually shocked by the poor standard." And finally, Richard Cullen merely comments, "How are these places still open?"